Milton, an ambitious project inspired by the larger-than-life Esther the Wonder Pig, is calling on supporters and animal lovers to contribute to a new chapter of compassion. For over 10 years, the 50-acre farm in Campbellville, nestled in the foothills of the Niagara Escarpment, was home for Esther and the Happily Ever Esther Farm Sanctuary. Following Esther's passing last year, and the sanctuary's planned relocation to Flamborough, Steve Jenkins is now on a mission to transform the local property into an agri-tourism center. Jenkins, one of Esther's dads, and co-founder of the Farm Sanctuary, is raising funds on the Indiegogo platform with plans to buy out his partner's share of the property. Describing it as a picturesque place with forests and open pastures, he sees a unique opportunity to create something fun and exciting for an excellent cause. Jenkins envisions the site as a revenue-generating agri-tourism destination, featuring attractions such as a lavender field, sunflowers garden, guest cabins, seasonal events, private parties, and other gatherings. Esther and Friends. Facebook photo. It won't function as a sanctuary, but there will be animals residing on the farm. Jenkins also plans to convert the main barn into an event facility, hosting occasions like Halloween celebrations and holiday lights at Christmas. The proceeds will support animal sanctuaries and rescue operations. While Esther is gone, her legacy continues to profoundly influence Jenkins' journey. Esther's guiding principles have always been kindness and compassion and inclusion, he said. Esther's place became a really safe space for a lot of people to come if they were having a bad day, and to just kind of forget about everything else and smile at the fact that there was this 600-pound pig lived with her two dads and a dog and a turkey and the crazy things that we got up to, and it was a really fun place to be in. This created an incredibly close-knit and supportive community, he said, with Esther gaining an incredible social media following and admirers around the world. The property also holds deep significance for the thousands and thousands of people who supported it over the years, Jenkins noted, adding that the project is one way to keep that spirit alive. Since launching the Operation Angels campaign, over $460,000 has been raised towards the $1 million target. It's absolutely wild, Jenkins said, reflecting on the support from more than 6,000 backers across more than 35 countries. What is going to make it successful, I hope, is the sum of all of our parts. We've got a lot of really amazing, really special people involved. Though the online fundraising is ending shortly, and the goal may not be met, Jenkins remains optimistic. I will be exploring every option, whether it be continuing fundraising or the traditional lending avenues that we explored with the bank. We will find a way to make it happen. The ambitious nature of the fundraising campaign and the project itself reflects Esther's infectious spirit. When Esther first came into our lives and we decided to open a sanctuary, we didn't have a clue what we were doing, but we had the most amazing community of supporters behind us, Jenkins said. It's incredible what a group of like-minded people can accomplish together. And this project is no different. For information about the next steps or how to get involved, visit stevejenkins.ca or follow the Facebook page. I'll definitely be keeping people updated. It's going to be an exciting few months, Jenkins said.